This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask Allah عز وجل, teach us what benefit us from what He taught us and increase us in knowledge. آمين يا رب العالمين. My dear beloved brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people who listen and apply. آمين يا الله. Today in our episode, just a reminder. It's a reminder for myself first, wallahi, and for all my beloved brothers and sisters. Today we will be discussing something that it's very easy to perform and extremely rewarding. I'm going to mention, inshaAllah ta'ala, the rewards of this action, and each reward is better than the other, subhanAllah. And what is that amal? It is having good manners. حسن الخلق, good manners. What are some of the promises that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have promised for the people who have good manners? Of course, all these ahadith that I will be quoting are authentic, and inshallah I will mention which are the sources after every hadith. First reward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the believers who show the most perfect iman are the ones with the best manners. أَكْمَلُكُمْ إِيمَانًا. The one with the best iman, the most perfect iman, are the ones who have good manners. Second, the most thing that lead people to Jannah. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, someone came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, what is the most amal, what is the most action, what is the most characteristic that I should do or that leads people to Jannah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Taqwa Allah wa husni al-khuluq. And the hadith is in Tirmidhi. And the first one was in Tirmidhi also. Having taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal, having fear and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and second, having good manners is the most thing that lead people to Jannah. Allahu Akbar. And not only that, bring us to number three, and the hadith is in Abu Dawood. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, not only you'll enter Jannah, I guarantee a house in the highest level, because we all know that Jannah is different levels. I guarantee a house in the upper part of Jannah. For whom, Ya Rasulullah? For the one who has good manners. Allahu Akbar. So not only you will enter Jannah with your manners, but also you will dwell in the highest level of Jannah. We all love to live in the best places in dunya. How about in Jannah? Don't just say, I just want to enter Jannah. No. Rasulullah ﷺ, he told us, when you ask for the Firdaus al-A'la, ask for the highest place in Jannah. SubhanAllah. Listen to the next one. SubhanAllah. We all dream to be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah ﷺ said, the most beloved people to Allah are the ones with the best of manners. The hadith is in Al-Hakim. The most beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal are the people who have great manners. Allahu Akbar. Listen to the next one. The most beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the dearest to me, the most beloved to me, and the closest to me on the day of judgment. So the most beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to be in the best place in Jannah, and you will be the closest to him. To do what? Go to Hajj every year? Give him $1 million in donation? What is it that I should have in order to be the closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, the ones with the best of manners. And the hadith is also in the Tirmidhi. most beloved to Allah, most beloved to Rasulullah, the closest to Rasulullah. You know, you are the closest to the best. You know how in the dunya you want to be close to the great people, to the famous people. Now you are closer, closest to the best man ever created. Subhanallah. Listen to the second one, to the sixth one. The heaviest thing in the scale, what is it, Ya Rasulullah? And the hadith is also intermediate. The heaviest thing that will make the scale extremely heavy on the day of judgment, good manners. We all know that our a'mal will be weighed, right? Our a'mal will be weighed. We have a scale, good deeds and bad deeds. The heaviest thing on the scale is good manners. It will make my good deed scale very heavy. The heaviest thing, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. What else? Listen to this one. And the hadith is in Abu Dawood. I heard that Rasulullah SAW say, a believer will attain with his good manners the level of the person who fasts in the daytime and prays Qiyam in the nighttime. He is sleeping, but it is recorded he is Qa'im because of his manners. He is eating and it's recorded he's fasting because he has great manners. He will attain the level of these people that, you know, when someone want to praise somebody in Islam and you want to say that this guy is on top of his iman and his ibadat and his righteousness, you say he is sa'im qa'im, or she is sa'ima qa'ima, that she fasts a lot and she prays qiyam a lot. I can attain that without doing that. By having good manners, subhanAllah. Now, I don't want anybody to understand that you have great manners and, of course, and you don't pray and you don't fast and you don't, that's enough. No, we all know that, that we have to have the prayer established and the five pillars established, inshaAllah ta'ala, that our aqidah is strong, our tawheed is strong, and that the good manners is bonus, because the manners, they go hand in hand with the ibadat. Manners, great manners without ibadat are nothing. And ibadat without great manners is nothing also. If you are performing salat and siyam and in the day and you go and cheat and lie and take the money of the orphans and oppress this and oppress that, you know, subhanAllah, all that amal will go to waste. And we have Rasulullah told us about the woman who prays at night and fasts in the daytime, but she harms her neighbor. Rasulullah said she's in the hellfire. What are good manners? Subhanallah. Just a simple smile is a form of good manner. It's assalamu alaikum from the bottom of your heart to your brother, to your sister. It's a form of good manners. Being honest, being truthful, being trustworthy, being respectful, being forgiving. Forgiving and not holding grudges for months and months and years. That's from the good manners. Overlooking, you know, other people's fault, hiding other people's faults, being kind, being generous is a sign of great manners. Being merciful, have mercy on the people on earth, so the one above the heavens will have mercy on you. All these are signs of good manners. They don't cost any money and they don't cost any time. Subhanallah. So having all these great manners will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love you, will make Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love you, and of course, will make the people around you love you. Who does not love someone who has great manners? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best of manners, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best understanding of this deen, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather me and you with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
كتاب أنزل إليك فلا يكن في صدرك حرج منه لتنذر به وذكرى للمؤمنين.